Good evening for everybody. Welcome to our new series. Yes, it's on. It's the new series, and the new series is a four-part on the neshama. So we'll talk about what is the neshama, how we understand the soul, what is the Jewish perception of the soul, what it means, and how from it we can understand better ourselves, understand better the world, and relate better to Hashem. Okay, so that's the goal. And what we'll do is following text, and the text, the main text will be the Leshem. The Leshem Shvoi Vachloma is a 20th century work on Kabbalah, okay? And is done by Rabbi Yoshev's grandfather. And it's one of the foundational people on the literature world in Kabbalah, okay? And we'll do, and we'll see how this relates also to other thinkers. We're going to use Reb Tzodek, and so on and so forth, and try to get it going. Okay? So we start in Shar Gimel. Let's start. Umeata ne'amar oid, ki hine klal ha-metzius hu nechlak l'shlosha madrigot. The whole entire existence is divided into three basic categories. Vehem, nivroim, noitzorim, nasim. In Chazal, it's always creation. There are three words used for creation. Nivroim, creatures. Noitzorim, also that comes from the world of Yetzirah, formed. And Nasim, that comes from the world of Maaseh. Comes truly from a pasuk. The pasuk says, Kol hanikra bishmi v'lichvoidi berosiv yetzartiv afasisiv. Those are the three concepts of creation. V'nikroim b'shem shloisha olamos. And these levels are three spiritual dimensions called Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. There are three dimensions that coexist, and we'll see how they relate. But the reality, as we know, is three-dimensional, not only in space, it's not only three-dimensional in time, past, present, future, it's three-dimensional in its spiritual depth. And the three dimensions are called Asiya, Yetzira and Bria. Okay? And he says the following, Ki kol echad olam male, mikol klalei upratia mitzius kulam. And each one of these dimensions, of these worlds, is a complete world and dimension. In other words, it's not missing anything. It's just a further depth of the entire creation. As we'll see, creation is a multi-level of a full, independent creation. And we'll see why that is the case. The first stage of creation, the highest spiritual level, is called Bria. That's the beginning of existence. The kol hamitziyot asher sham yotzu v'nivro yesh me'ayin. That's the beginning of creation. The world of Bria, that existence, is the beginning of existence when it came from something called the Ayin into something called the Yesh. As you will see, right, the Aleph Beis, we have 22 letters in the Aleph Beis. But the 22 letters in the Aleph Beis, as we will see, they're divided in two columns of 11. We know there is such a thing called the At, Bash, Gardak, which one is one Aleph Beis going in order, the other one coming backwards. There is another Aleph Beis that Rashi says, it's called the Al Bam. You take the Aleph to the Lamed, the Bem to the Mem. It goes from the Aleph to the Chaf, 11 letters. And then in order, you have the Lamed to the Taf. Right? Those are the 11 letters in two columns. It starts from Al, which is the nothingness. It's not only nothingness, it's Al, it's don't say, it's don't. It's something that you can't. And where does it end after 10? To the world of Yesh. You go from Al to Yesh, and we're going to see that the 11th level is called Kat, is grinding it. Kat is to grind to non-existence. It's the world from nothingness to existence, and then going back into the idea of nothingness. That's why Kat. So the beginning of the Yesh, the beginning of existence, is that level of spiritual dimension called Bria. Bria is always Yesh Me'ayin. And we're going to discuss here at length what does it mean in our soul, the yesh me'ayin also. But we'll talk about it. Ubazehem bibchinas noitzorim, and then they go to something called yitzira. Shesham yatza kolechad betzurosei. Then that yesh gets a form, becomes formed, becomes tangible. When that tangible aspect, which is form, is the spiritual world, which is a lower level called yitzira. Vetziro hakamut hakamut vehagvuli. That's the one that you have, the idea of boundaries. There is tangibility, becomes tangible. Mashein kemanivroim. The world of Bria is not tangible. It's a world of existence without any form. It's existence without form. It's called Bria. When the existence gets form, it's called Yitzira. That's called Yesh Miyesh. Mashinken and Ifroim in Gilu Lem Lemata Tsurosam Klau. Venivchonim Rak ala Yichut Shebahim Bilvad. You only know quality wise, but you can't make it tangible. There's no boundaries to them. So just remember, Ibriya is the world of existence. There's only existence in quality, in Ichus, but there's no form. Then the second level is a level where you get form, that you have boundaries. You have the idea of space, basically, that you put a boundary. Okay? Ubazehem bibchinas nasim. And then they go into a lower level, which becomes asiya. Shesham nigmar chomriyusam. Then it becomes a real existence, physical existence. Hem be'etzim ve'be'atzim. Because then the existence and the form become physical. And that's the world of Asiya, which is the world of physical. First is something Bria, which is the existence, which is the essence without form. The second level is when the essence gets form. And then when the essence and the form become physical in the tangible physical world. Mash'enken by Yetzira, in the world of Yetzira, that dimension is still spiritual, it's form without physical traits. U'mikol shekem bi'abriya lo yordo adayin la'chom erikol v'moshe klal. In Yetzira, in Bria, they're not physical. Achal koponim kol echad lefi b'chinos o'il la'mole mikol klol yuprote ha'metzius. But each dimension, it's a full-fledged, independent dimension with all the existence. Which means the world that we see here has a dimension which has in itself only form, but not physical. And then there is even deeper, when there is no form whatsoever, there is just existence. So, but those are full-fledged worlds. Kulam shekoma sheishno baze, yeshno baze. See, it appears to be things which are very, very difficult to grasp. But you'll see that we're going to bring it to our own selves, because this is who we are. V'nechtam kol tachton b'chol prati amitziyu shebo me'elun shalav. And the world which is below, right, the physical, it's a reflection of the world of form, and it's exactly a reflection of it. The world of physical, the world of spiritual, is like that the world of spiritual is an imprint that gets imprinted into wax. It's like a seal that gets imprinted into wax. That the imprint is a function of what's printing it. So the world of physical, it's a reflection, it's an imprint of the world of Yetzirah. And the world of Yetzirah is an imprint of the world of Bria. By the way, this, I wish I always wants to see, they have these new expeditions that they go to the depth of the ocean. And they realize how many fish exist in the depth of the ocean. There are, and the number of stars. There's so many creatures out there. And we think, one second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that the humans should serve him. Our world is anthropocentric, meaning it's built on humans. why in the world God created fish? They are in the bottom of the ocean, who don't even relate to humans. I mean, it's 10,000 feet below. I mean, we can't ever even go there. Not only that, Moshe was telling me once that they found a fish, who is so interesting that the fish relates. There is a fish which is very small in the depth of the ocean that goes into the mouth of the bigger fish and actually brushes the teeth of the bigger fish. So it's an unbelievable. It's the idea of evolution and ecology is amazing. But how does that relate to us? I mean, what a waste to have this intricate world that we can't relate to it. What's the purpose of all of this? And the truth is there's so many creatures, so many things in the world, so many details in plants. What's the purpose of all of this? But once you understand this, what you just read, you're right, in the world of physical, it makes no sense. But the world of physical is an imprint of the world of spiritual. In the spiritual dimension, it makes a heck of a lot of sense. We might not know how it makes, but the world of physical is an imprint, is a reflection. It's an imprint of the world of spiritual. So you realize that the three spiritual dimensions, all of them, there's nothing in the physical that's not an imprint of the world of spiritual. And so the world of the three dimensions are imprinting on each other, and they might not make sense. People, as we spoke so many times, and people who should remember in the previous lecture series that we spoke about, when we talk about the story of creation, we are talking about those three dimensions. The question is, where is the theater of operations that the Torah is talking about? Is it talking about the imprint one, which is the world of Bria, or is it talking to the world of physical? Because as I told you, the world of physical, it's a result, is a derivative, it's an imprint of something else. So the story of creation is not the story of creation of the world of physical. It's the story of creation at a different spiritual level, which is creating a physical imprint. And that's what we spoke. The Leshem Lishitose, the Leshem is following his own ideas, will tell you that the dimension of time, that there is sometimes a distortion when it comes to the world of physical. They ask the Gro the following. By the way, this is a very important foundational idea that we have to understand. That the world of physical, if you try to explain the world of physical on its own, is reductive. In biblical terms, it's called concording. Concording is you look at the biblical account and you try to say this is a physical phenomenon and we're going to try to explain using the Big Bang and all the things. And you realize that there is much more, because the world of physical is just an imprint of something much bigger and something much higher, that you have to realize that the world might not make sense here, it makes sense there. Rav Nachum Mendel Mishkalov asked the Gro the following. I was looking this week. If you look at an atlas, at the globe, you'll see something very interesting. We have the continents where people live. But the continents are very not evenly distributed. Because if you look at the northern hemisphere, it's by nature much colder than the southern hemisphere. I just came back from Brazil, right? And Brazil is in the southern hemisphere. And I remember that our southernness is much hotter. And the reason is very simple. You know why? Because God, when he put the world, the continents, they are not evenly distributed around the equator. They are pushed up. So in other words, all what's called the Yishuv Ha'Elyon, the upper continents, the upper, what's called mass, is much pushed above, which means it's way above the equator, it's closer to the poles on the northern, and the southern is not. So Menachem Mishkalov asked the Gro, using the world of correspondence, the world, the laws of reciprocity, which is called the imprints, doesn't make sense. You know why? Because the north, as you'll see, relates to the world of Din, to the world of justice, which by nature it should be hot, because fire relates to the world of Din. And the southern hemisphere, which is the Darom relates to the right, because what a person faces the east, that's the right. It should be related to the world of Chesed, which relates to the world of water, which by nature is cold. So technically, in the world of imprints and reciprocities, the southern hemisphere should be much colder than the northern hemisphere. So that's what Menachem Mendel Mishklov asked the Gro. And he writes on his Gibur HaGro, his explanation to Sefer Mishlei, that this is something which we're going to call, we're going to see going forward, is called the Das HaMisapech. The world of Das, the world of knowledge, is the world that created confusion. We know that the separation between the world of Etz Hadat, as we spoke the last series, Etz Hadat and Etz Hachaim, today there is a separation between them, and it's called, the angels are called the Halachat Acherev HaMitapecha. There is a sword which keeps switching. So it creates something which sometimes is flips. So the imprint is backwards, like a mirror. That's why the letter Vav, which is the connecting of the worlds, it's the world of Dat, it has the ability to be called in Hebrew called Vav HaHipuch. The Vav has the ability to switch from present to future. The word Haya is past. If you put the Vav before, Vehaya turns into the future, flips. It's called Vav HaHipuch. Let's say Yehi is in the future, to be. If you put a Vav before, it says it was. It changes to the past. Because the world of Das creates that confusion. Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So therefore, in the world of imprints, sometimes it's not a real clear imprint. It's actually a flip imprint of what it says there. And this is so important. But the world of physical is nothing but an imprint, a reflection, a reciprocity of the world of spiritual. And many times the world of physical makes no sense unless you understand the world of spiritual. But it's very hard to try to imply the world of spiritual out of the world of physical, because sometimes it tricks you. It creates a world which is, right?
It's actually in the Gemara, Olam
Hafechu. Olam Hafechu, exactly right. This is the Soid Hadavar, exactly what Dov is saying, exactly right. The Gemara says, Olam Hafechu Raisi. I went to the spiritual storm and I realized that the world is backwards, it's flip side. This is a mirror image of the real truth. So you never know. Like the satanic verses in the Quran, right? You don't know what's, if he's telling the truth. He got the idea from us, because we know that the world is misleading. So therefore, you can't create reciprocities, because the reciprocity sometimes is what's called a reverse or an inverse reciprocity. But, be as it may, the world of physical is a reflection of the world of spiritual. And they are connected. There is no physical existence without being an imprint of the world of spiritual. That's why the worlds are called Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. That's called the Bia. He continues like this in the third line. Kol mashbea nechtam, hurak mechotem. And anything which is in the imprint is because the seal has imprinted this way. Ela shekol misho yoter elyon. However, the higher spiritual dimensions, hine nisa lekol amitziu shebo b'madrega yoyser na levyoyser zach, is the exact same reality, but much more refined, much higher, much more, it's much less physical and tangible. Hen b'chomru v'hen b'tzuros, both its essence and its form is much more rarefied. Har b'me'oid me'oisha shelemata menu. V'hine, now, this is the first, you saw it, this, the first foundation is this. The second foundation. V'ine kol olam ve'alom bichlolo. Now, when you look at each one of these worlds, bichlolo hu bitchunat partzuf adam. In essence, is a reflection of the human. The human is a reflection of the spiritual. Every world, the physical and the spiritual, is a reflection of something called Adam. Shekol ma sheyeshno ba'adam, everything that the human has, yeshno ba'olam, the world is a reflection of it. Vechol ma sheba'olam, and anything which is in the world, hu ba'adam. If you want to understand, you see, sometimes you think that you have to get to know the world. You got to take a cruise, to take some kind of an expedition and try to find everything else. And we realize that the world is us. If we understand ourselves, we understand the whole creature. Because every one of these worlds, it's called Adam. It's called Tzuras Adam. So there's nothing in the human. The world is anthropocentric, meaning it's centered onto humans. Not just because the world was created for us, because the world is a reflection of us. We are reflection, it's Tzura Sodom. That's why you see that each and every one of those are called partsufim, they're called faces. Mibsori, Dio said, from my own flesh, echzeleka. If I want to understand God, I've got to understand myself. Because if I understand my own self, I understand God. And this is how you understand the world. And this is the class tonight. These four classes is to try to understand ourselves. Because if we understand all these spiritual ideas of the world, it is a natural result of understanding ourselves. If we understand who we are, what we are, if we understand the world, spiritual, and we can actually grasp God. As I told you several times, Daniel, when he saw the image, and he saw in his dream that he saw the divine throne, and on the divine throne he said, he saw Tzura Sodom, Kidmu Sodom. He saw somebody sitting on the divine throne. And Dari asks, who did Daniel see sitting on the divine throne? And the Dari says he saw himself. Because the God that we know is our own God, because he is a reflection of us. If we understand ourselves, we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and vice versa. The Ein Bazeh Ela Mabazeh. And this is the famous words of the Leshem. There is nothing there which is not here, and there is nothing here which is not there. Ukmo shekos of Be'ovez Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says that clear. V'chen HaRambam B'moira Chalek Aleph Perek Ein Beis. And I'm just going to read to you Ovez Rav Nosson. Ovez Rav Nosson says like this. Rav Nechemia Oimer, Minayin Shadam Echad Shakul Keneged Kol Mein Sebereishis. Adam is equivalent to all Mein Sebereishis. Shenemar Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam Ve'Leilano Oimer Eile Toldos HaShamayim Ve'aretz Be'iram Ma Leholam Briya Ve'asiya Kan Briya Ve'asiya. So Adam is the Briya. Okay, Noida. That's why in Chazal, the mini world, the miniature world, the microcosmos is Adam. The same Adam is called the microcosmos. Every in Kabbalah, every single of the worlds are called Adam. Then Adam the Bria, and that's why the Ari writes there is Adam of Bria. There is Adam of Yetzira, and there is Adam the Yasiya. Ki kol echad ukoima shleima mitchumas parnos Adam sholem amesh. Each one is an Adam. There is an Adam of Bria, there is an Adam of Yetzira, and there is an Adam of Asiya. So when we talk about ourselves, the cognitive us, there are three dimensions of the cognitive us. There is the Adam of Bria, there is the Adam of Yetzira and the Adam of Asiya. The same way we just spoke about the spiritual worlds. So the spiritual world is a reality of ourselves. We realize that we have three neshamas, the nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Then we're going to see the Medrash calls. These are the neshamas of ourselves. Those are the three dimensions that we're talking about. Yetzira, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And you explain. The same way that in the existence, the same way existence, the three dimensions of existence that you have to remember, Bria, Yetzira, Yasiya, not only existence has three dimensions. There is a dimension of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. In each one of those dimensions, there is three dimensions. Because I just told you that every world is Adam. And Adam, called parts of Adam, and every Adam is three-dimensional. We are three, not only three dimensions. We are three madrigas in length, and three dimension in depth. So you're going to see that we are three-dimensional. There is no Adam. There's no one-dimensional Adam. And there's no bipolar Adam. Right? Maybe a lot of us are bipolar, but we're not bipolar. There is, Adam is three-dimensional. And we're going to see the Torah that we have is three-dimensional. As I mentioned several times, the Gemara in Shabbos says that that person who came from the Galil, that Galilean, the word Galil, by the way, is also Gimel, Lamed, Lamed, 3, 30, and 30, right? He says, I will say a special bracha about the Torah. And what's the Torah? It's a Torah which is a three-dimensional Torah, Torah Devim Ksuvim, to a three-dimensional nation, Kohanim, Levim, Israelim, in the third month, Sivan, which is the third month, by the third brother, Moshe, with the third brother, Aaron and Miriam, in the third day, Oshlashas Magbala. Okay, you're right. Coincidentally, there are a lot of threes. Why? Because the Torah, as you will see, we're going to soon see, is also three-dimensional. But Adam is always three-dimensional. So if every world is a Tzuras Adam, it must be that every world of the three worlds, every dimension is also three-dimensional. Now, the Orech. Now pay attention. Adam in length, it's three-dimensional. How is he three-dimensional? Rosh Gvia Beten. He is the head, something called the torso, and something which is called the lower part, which is called the stomach. Adam, three-dimensional, is the head, the torso, and something called the Gvia. And something called the Beten. In Chazal, this is called Melech. Melech is Moach, the head, Lev, the heart, and Kaved, which is the liver. Those are the three dimensions in the physical sense in length. That's what's called the vertical line of Adam. The vertical line of Adam is Moach, Lev, Kaved. Ubeovi, and now dimensional, when you go through an MRI, if you look at Adam, you'll see something unbelievable, how it is, how the chemical volume say. Adam dimensionally, if you look in the depth of Adam, we're also three-dimensional. So in other words, when you measure us like this, we're three-dimensional. So to Noach, Lev, Kaved, it's called Melech. And we are three-dimensional. When you go ahead and you slice us, when you do an MRI, what is it? Basar, first the flesh, which is the skin. Gidin, what's the gidin? Those are the inner veins and arteries. And atzomis, and the bones. And the bones, Chazal, you say, is the bone marrow. That's why bone marrow in Hebrew is called what? Moach ha'etzem. That's called the moach of the etzem. So if you look at three-dimensional in, is the skin, the arteries and the veins, and the bones, which the bones mean the bone marrow, which is basically the moach ha'etzem. V'hem shlosha chelkei haguf. And these are called the three-dimensional shu chitzon tichon pnimi. It's called chataf. It's the chitzon, the outside layer, the tichon, the middle layer, and the pnimi, and the inner layer. V'hem shlosha b'chinot kol echad b'vadrega b'feir ni'atmas. Ki behem shochnim ha'shloisha chel kitzur ha'yeduim. And in these three, both in the vertical line and the horizontal line, right? The horizontal line, which is skin, veins, and arteries, right? What's called the inner self, and the bones and the bone marrow. Those three, and the moach, lev, and kaved, this is where the three spiritual dimensions of the neshama rest. Shem nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The three spiritual dimensions of the soul are related to these three parts of the body, both horizontally and vertically. Ki nefesh is shruya be'abosar. The nefesh relates to the physical outer layer. That's the senses. That's the physical. That's the physicality. It's called the nefesh. That's when a person dies. The matseva is called the nefesh. Enoisim nefosh lo tzadikim. That's the skin, the outer layer that stays in the world of physical. We're going to soon see that to understand the nefesh is the part of the soul that relates to our outer layer, relates to the skin, and chazal, this will be called in the vertical line, is something called to the liver. The liver is creating the impurities of eating. That is the lev. Shua chelek achitzon shlaguf, v'ikar mishkono mekoyma, and where the nefesh rests, asher mishamid mitpashetet mechayat kol haguf, and from there she relates to the entire body, hu be'akavid. This is in the liver. So the nefesh, her place is in the liver. It relates to the physical pleasures of the world, and that's why the liver, what does the liver do? It filters, right? It cleans out. That's the filter, is the kavid. Shuat chola samyam is the beginning of the digestive process. Ve'abeten achelek etachton shebaguf. And then with the stomach, that's the lowest part of the body. And that's the liver. If you see that even the nefesh, the ultimate place of the nefesh is in the heart. That's why the heart has such a great place both in Yiddishkeit and by everybody. Even though the nefesh starts in the liver, but she connects the heart. So that's something called the nefesh. So the nefesh where she functions. She functions through the liver, which is the outer skin of a person. That's the physicality of people. We're going to soon see afterwards that the soul relates and reacts and acts in three forms. In actions, speech, and thought. Actions relate to the nefesh, relate to the liver. That's physical. That's the world of physical, the world of actions. That's the one that does the actions. And I mentioned, like the last time, the word nefesh means that. The word nefesh in Hebrew, it means to rest. Shabbos vaynofash, omad lofush. And nefesh also means what? Means desire. Im yesh es nafshechem. I efshi betakonas chachomim. And the lotion of desire in Hebrew comes from movement, from running. Rats and rotzen is the same shoresh. That's why Naftali is a yola shlucha. Naftali is a running deer, and Naftali is sva rotzen. So lechera, the word nefesh has an opposite meaning. It means to rest, and it means to run. So how is that possible? What Rabbi Shapiro says, because it relates to the physicality, which means that everything which is very physical by nature is temporal, and everything which is physical, the main trait is not forever. It's something that you have a desire and it satiates. How do you know that something is physical? Something is physical is that you have a desire, but the desire satiates and dies. If you are very physical, how do you know if an activity is physical? It's an activity that goes and rests. Goes and rests. If you love ice cream, you have a desire for ice cream, but you have enough ice cream that you get sick of ice cream. Every physical activity will create a satiation that you can continue. This is the physical relates to the liver, right? That's why the liver needs to purify, to clean. That's the liver that relates to the outer skin, which is the physical dimension. Ve'aruach. Now we have a second dimension of the soul, which is in essence metaphysical. It relates, as Reb Tzadok will say very soon, the Lashem doesn't say, but we're going to see, it relates to speech. The concept of speech, ruach memalala, right, is the ruach of speech, is something which is called metaphysical, is the connection between spiritual and physical. That's why the bracha, as you see, roifechol basar is the bracha on the nefesh. Right? That's the nefesh. Elokai neshama, we're going to soon see, we didn't get there yet, is the neshama, the bracha on the neshama. Says the Ramo, the two brachas should be together, because if you look at Asher Yotzar, is roife chol basar, but how does it end? Umafli lasois. And it creates a miracle of existence. What is the miracle of existence? Is the connection between the physical and the spiritual. That is the ruach. Ruach, the idea in Ruach in Hebrew means direction. Is that it could point to physical, it could point to spiritual. It's something called metaphysical. And that relates to the speech, because speech is a physical activity bringing up spiritual ideas. That's the idea of the speech. That's why it's the miracle. That's why Rav Ruder was used to say, the halachas of Dibur, where are they mentioned? In Sefer HaFlah. Ish kiyaf li lindor neder is the miracle, the book of miracles, because it's the spiritual and physical attached together when you're able to express and convey an idea. That is the Ruach. And the Ruach is, you'll soon see, where does it say the Ruach? Hushorui be'agidin. And these are the veins and arteries that move. That's the Ruach. That's the one that sends life to the entire body. That's the in-between. Like speech is the in-between. That's the intermediary. Speech, which is the intermediary between physical and spiritual. It's connected the arteries. We take the inner self to the outer self. That's how it connects. The ikar mishkon yomekoimoi. And where does it sit? Hu balev. Shuanikar b'sefer etzir b'sefer. The torso is called the heart. The heart is kimimeno toitzoyis chaim. And this is the part of the neshama that relates to speech, and is one that relates also to emotions. Because emotions are not physical, but emotions are not totally spiritual. It's in between. And that's the motivator. That's the one that does. You know what's interesting? This is a desire that is metaphysical. An example is called chemda. I mentioned to you before, alcoholic. Somebody who's workaholic, who loves working for work itself. It's physical, but it's not physical. You know why? Because a workaholic, not only he doesn't need a rest, he can't even take a vacation. It's when work or physical becomes semi-spiritual. What is the one? Is the idea of COVID, meaning glory and honor. It's not spiritual, but it's not physical. It's in between, it's metaphysical. Metaphysical is that which relates to the Ruach, and that's why Ruach is air in movement, never stops. One of the ideas is the Ruach is a motivator that doesn't stop, makes everything move forward, not like the Nefesh. Mishum shuikar mitzius adam. The Neshama, where is the Neshama? Where does the Neshama sit? Hishruya batzomis. The Neshama, you know where it sits? It sits on the bones. That's why the mitzvahs ese, which is keneged neshama. The mitzvahs loisase, keneged what the mitzvahs loisase are? Keneged the 365 veins and arteries. Because that relates to the physical. They are the ones connected to the physical. The mitzvahs ase, which is connecting the rest of the world, the spiritual, are keneged the 248 bone structure of the person. Where is the neshama? Now you see something fascinating. And you see Chazal didn't know science, but you see how science is an imprint. Where does the neshama sit in the bones? It's in the bone marrow. This, why? Because you see what the neshama does is something which is the essence without form. If anybody took biology, what are called those essence without form? They're called stem cells. And this is the stem cells, that's the neshama. As you'll see, the neshama is the essence without form. It gets form later. As you'll see, that it becomes to the world of Yetzirah, as it projects out, it gets form. So that's the world of the stem cells. V'huma shekosov, and that's what the pasuk says, kol atzmoisai tomarna, my bones talk to God. Where? What bones? Those are the bones. That's the bone marrow. That's the essence of all themselves. Something in Chazal called Moya Chayetzim, which are basically the creator of stem cells. And that's the neshama of ourselves. You realize that in the physical sense, stem cells, as they become cells, as they become parts of the body, that process, right? Cells, stem cells, neshama, into real cells, the mitosis, which is called Ruach, to the actual organs, which is the physical, which is the world of Asiya. That process is a process in every single thing we do. And we're going to learn that this is in action. In the world, if you connect your neshama we are going to see that these are the three neshamas which are cognitive. It is a process that we have to be. If you want to have mindfulness, to know what the neshama is going through, you go through the process of stem cells, into organs, into every single aspect and interaction of the neshama. And he continues. This is the innermost part of the body. And the bone marrow, the ultimate source of it, is what we call the brains of the person. The ultimate moach, the brains, are in essence, in the spiritual sense, the same thing of the brain of the bones, which is the bone marrow. This is the highest form of the goof. This is. So the same way the world of, just think about it, right? In the world of spiritual, there is Bria, which is essence without form, the world which is the stem cells of the spiritual world. Then there was the world of cells, which is the world of Yetzira. And then it becomes organs in the physical sense, the world of Asiya. In ourselves, it's the exact same thing. Vertically and horizontally. Horizontally is the organs, the veins, and the arteries, and the bone marrow, and that's moach, lev, kaved. And he continues like this: Vehem elu shloish shamadregis, shehem gvia beten, rosh gvia beten, the head, the torso, and the stomach. Beorech, ashe simonam melech, the simon of it is melech, and you realize that melech is the process. Bilam, when he wanted to destroy us, it's very interesting. It says in the Gemara that he had to say something very quickly. Lasso is ktana. According to one Terzotos, he had to say something very short because kerega. He had to say a word that would destroy. So what word was he planning to say? Was the word kalim, destroy them. And Tos Nevoidesora says that he did say it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu hafochoi lemelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the word Kalem and he switched to Melech. So interesting. Where do you see that Bilam said the word Kalem? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hafoch el Melech? So Rabbi Shapiro always says, if you look at the three klolas, the three brochas, one starts with Chof, Ki lo ki mirosh tzuri benenu, the other one is Lo hibet em Yaakov, and Matoi v'alecha Yaakov. So the brocha starts with Chof, Lamed Mem. So there was the word Kalem. So the Kalem is the reality that he did say. Our abilities to switch lemelech. Kalem is when the kaved runs the moach. And when the moach runs the kaved, that's melech. In life, there are few people who have a physical desire, and that colors their judgment. And our avodah is exactly the opposite, that our judgment has to color our actions. The pasuk says, "V'lo yisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei enechem." You should not follow your heart or your eyes. Chazal say, "What's the heart? Zuminus is heresy, and what's enechem? What your eyes? You shouldn't follow your eyes. Is nus." In other words, you should not follow your heart for heresy, and you should not follow your eyes for lust and desire. But when the Chazal quote the Pasuk, they quote the Pasuk backwards. Always in Chazal, it says, Hal'ayin ro'ah ve'alev chomed. Always puts the eye first before the heart. The Pasuk tells you, Rasasur achre levavchem v'achre yinechem. Chazal always switch. Achre yinechem, ayin ro'ah ve'alev chomed. This is everywhere. Meaning Rashi quotes the Medrash that switches the Pasuk. But the truth is, I remember teaching at Penn, one of the kids asked me, one second, this Gemara, the Gemara says by Hautina, that person that also was a situation that somebody was sick, and also Chazal point out that he saw and he desired. Even though the Pasuk always says you desire and then you see. So why does it switch? But the answer is very simple. Torah Shebichsav is the world of visual, what you see. Torah Shebaal Peh is the world of understanding. What you see people, when you go to talk to people, people ask, why did you do an Avera? Why did you decide not to keep Shabbos? So listen, I don't believe, and that's why I decided to do something. So you always think that the brain is what's coloring, what's forcing you to do things. But if you analyze well, you realize that's just the opposite. A person has a prejudgment. He wants to do something, and everything else becomes a justification. If you're really looking for something, very hard that you come to this. Most of the time, you made the judgment. So Chazal say like this, even though it appears to be, in the world of visual, first is heresy, and then is lust. If you look into Rosh Baal Peh, which is the analyzing, the understanding, it's just the opposite. The lust is what drives. That's what Chazal say. If is melech lev kaved, if the heart, if the mind dictates the heart, which dictates the physical, you follow the melech. You know what destruction is all? When your lust, your desire, your nefesh, is the one that's driving it backwards. The chassidim take this to an actual, it's a well-known thing. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Balatanya, writes that one of his chassidim were captured by Napoleon. Because if you remember the story, is the chassidim were very much for the Tsar against Napoleon. So they always thought that the chassidim were against it, because they thought the Rebbe was just to say, the Alter Rebbe was just to say that even though Napoleon is better for the Jewish body, the Tsar was better for the Jewish soul. Agree or don't, that's fine. But what happened, one of the chassidim was caught, and he lied that he was for Napoleon. So they applied him on the polygraph. They wanted to check if it's true or not. And he remembered this lashem, even though this lashem is Litvish, but that a Jewish person, his brain has to run the heart. Exactly right, because this is based on the Tsar. Moicha shalit aliba. Exactly right. So he, with that polygraph. Polygraph, if you know polygraph, they look at your heartbeat. But if you know the brain runs the heart, you could make a decision and totally control your emotions. People who let the emotions run them wild, if you realize that you're changing the tzura soilam. The tzura soilam is the stem cells to the cells to the organs can never be backwards. The destruction that Bilam wanted to bring to the Jewish people, that he did bring, the znus, he brought to the people, he couldn't get the Jews convinced to do Avodah Zarah. So what did Bilam do in last week's Parsha? He said, you want to go and attack the Jews by philosophies? Forget about this. Go to them by the stomach. Meaning, go them lust, you get Munas Moyav, and they are going to become Du'a Avodah Zarah. And this is the issue that we faced in life. If we let our emotions run on amok, we're changing the Tzura Elyona. And that's what he says. V'chen pnimi tichon chitzoin. And if you look at the horizontal level, shebeova shesimonam hu Pesach. Pesach is pnimi tichon chitzoin. Pesach always has to be the word, the one is melech, the other one is Pesach. Pnimi tichon chitzoin. Imaneran shebaem yishloish shebechinas. And this is our physical selves. Is exactly what the world is. Bria, Yitzira, Sia, Asher Bechol Partzuf, Ve'Partzuf. This is the Bechina of every Partzuf and Partzuf. And you should know that this is how the worlds go out there. And if you look at the big mistake of the world, is try to change that order, which is the natural order, or Melech, Pesach, both in our own selves and in the spiritual world in the larger sense. Okay, so we'll stop here. Next week, we'll continue this. And we realize in 2 weeks that the neshama, now we have two external souls. And that is something that we have to get in touch with. And we're going to see that this is basically the world of mindfulness. When people talk about mindfulness, is getting in touch of our inner soul with our auras, with the external souls. And this is what's called living with God. Living with God is connecting the inner soul that we just spoke about to the outer soul, to our auras. And this is what existence is all about. So hopefully, Mr. Hashem will do it in 2 weeks and perhaps in the following 2 weeks. Have a very easy and meaningful test.